He was called an Ethiopian eunuch. We won't worry too much about what eunuch means today, but he was from Ethiopia. Who's going to do that? Who's going to be the... Yeah, okay, that's good, because Petrus, an Ethiopian eunuch, would have been the same color as you, probably, so your wife is volunteering you. This is interesting. And I would really like to have, if possible, I'd like to have two wheels for a chariot, so someone who can go a bit low like this and pretend to be a wheel. Two wheels? Who's going to be a wheel? Two wheels? Okay, guys, we might need some older helpers. Well done. Brilliant. Great.
I've got a crooked back.
But... You're quite big. Maybe you should be the horse, actually.
Be the horse.
You be the horse, yeah. Now we need two wheels to go with the... Come on, guys, a bit quiet over there today. Come on, who's going to be two
Patrick,
wheels?
Patrick, you're going to be the
wheel? Patrick. Patrick Jr. Oh, you're shy today. Okay, two wheels. We're waiting for the wheels.
Didi, come on. I can always count on you. Come on.
Well done, Didi. Yeah. So let's just get this chariot set up. So so here's the horse. You're the wheel. So you go to the side back down here. And then who's the other wheel? You're two wheels.
One more wheel. Kofi. Kofi. Yeah, come on, Kofi.
Really shy today.
We need a wheel. Yeah, we need three wheels. Come on, Patrick. Yeah.
Three wheels. Okay. This chariot has three wheels, okay.
It's a very strong horse.
So the eunuch, you can come up, get onto the chariot.
Here's the wheel, here's the horse. I can step out.
You can step out. Yeah. You can be the horse. You be the horse.
No.
Patrick, you're the horse.
So we've got to be at the front or the back?
You'll be on the sides. So here's the Ethiopian eunuch is on his chariot. One wheel on one side, one wheel on the other. I mean, the horse, Patrick, you come to the front. Yeah, you look great. Okay, guys, so we just need to practice this. So just pretend to be a wheel. I'm not quite sure how you'd be a wheel, but obviously great idea. Can you do that? This chariot's going to have to move, right? So we've got to... Okay, so... So what's going on is this chariot is taking the Ethiopian eunuch home from... It's taking him home from Jerusalem to Ethiopia, okay? And the road goes down there. So if you'd like to get moving, horse. Up you go. Yeah, great. Good. Very good. And you can stop when you get to the back. It looks like wheels come off there. Stop. Right, great. So we're getting set up for this. We're still just getting set up. Right, that's everybody. So... We've got the angel, and we've got Philip. Yeah, great, good. Now, this is what it says in Acts chapter 8. Okay, so ready? Now, an angel of the Lord said to Philip... Are you listening, Philip? Yeah, hello, good. Go south to the road. You don't have to say anything, just mime. Go south to the road, the desert road, at the back of the church, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So, Philip started out. He went down that way, left side. He started out, and as he went on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, who was an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. This man, you might want to turn around if you want to watch what's going on. This man, who was he'd gone to Jerusalem to worship, was on his way home. And he was reading from Isaiah the prophet. And the Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot. Where's the chariot? It seems a bit sort of dismembered, really. Can we see the chariot, please? Go to that chariot and stay near it. The chariot can keep moving back up the road here. Slowly but there. Can the chariot come? Bring the eunuch. Yeah, come this way. That's right. Not too fast. Not just slowly, slowly, slowly. That's it. So the Spirit told Philip to go near the chariot. Yes, go near the chariot. And stay. Can we slow down a bit, chariot, to give Philip a chance to catch up with you? Yeah, that's good, it's cool. You can go, come around here slowly. Great, well done. So Philip ran up to the chariot, keep going, and heard the man, oops, come forwards and stop here, and heard the man reading. So Philip, stand next to the chariot. That's it. Very good. And heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. And Philip spoke to the man and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" "How can I," he replied, "unless someone explains it to me?" So he invited Philip to come up into the chariot with him. The chariot keeps moving, and they carry on going. Yeah, go down there, that's fine. The eunuch was reading this passage of Scripture. "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The Ethiopian asked Philip, keep coming around. That's not what he asked him, but keep coming. "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" And then Philip began with that very passage of Scripture and told the man the good news about Jesus. As they travelled along the road, they came to some water. So we'll stop the chariot here. And the Ethiopian looked out of the chariot and said, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized?" And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Well, sorry, we've already done that. And both Philip and the eunuch got out of the chariot and they went down to the water. Now, this is going to be interesting. And Philip baptized the man. Just pretend. Perhaps the man can pretend to be. Yeah, that's it. That's good. Very good. That's it. Very good. That, brilliant. That's super. Excellent. Excellent. Very good. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of God suddenly took Philip away. So go away really quick. Oof, off you go. Time to go. New job. Very good. And the eunuch did not see him anymore. But he got back in the chariot. He was very happy. And he went on his way rejoicing. You can go back to your seats now. Thank you. That was brilliant, guys. Thank you so much for being a great sport on that. Not easy to be wheels on a chariot, I suppose. Now, I have lots of friends. And sometimes you might have met some of them. They come to visit me and they come to church. Today, I have my two oldest friends in church. These people have known me from the very, very beginning. Nobody has known me longer than these two people, and probably nobody knows me better than these two people. Because these two people are far more than friends. This is my mum and my dad. Would you like to give a Frampton welcome to my mum and dad? Stand up. All right. Welcome. I want to introduce you, if you've not met them before, to my mum and my dad. Now, of course, they're my mum and my dad, so I love them a lot. But I want to tell you guys, these guys are cool. Do you know that? These guys were also born in East London, like some of us. Not me, but you. They grew up in, they're nearly 80 years old, sorry. And they grew up in East London when there were bombs dropping in the wartime. And Dad, you were evacuated with your brothers, but Mum, she stayed here. So she grew up with all of that going on. And yeah, that's a long time ago now. But they're wonderful, Mum and Dad. My dad, you know, he inspires me more and more as he gets older. Because we all have challenges, and he has a challenge. He has what's called Parkinson's disease. Sorry about saying all this, but he doesn't let that stop him. He plays golf how many times a week? Twice a week. He does the garden, and he just enjoys life. He's not going to let it stop him. And I look at that, and I think, oh, that is really cool. I really learned from that. That's really great. Mum's really great with baking cakes and hospitality, and it's lovely to be in their house. Yeah, I'm just blessed to have my mum and dad, and I want you to meet them. So have a cup of coffee or tea with them after the service, and say hello to them. Thank you very much. Good. Now, the reason I say that is because life is designed for us to live in family. All the people in all the world are really one big family. That's what it's for. And we're all able to do that because we're made in the image of our Creator, who is our Father. So in the same way as me introducing you to my mum and dad, actually, of course, we're all in relationship with the one who is our Father in heaven. And the trouble is, of course, that many people in the world, they don't know Father. They don't know really who they are because they don't know who their Father in heaven is. And that's why Jesus came into the world to reintroduce us to his Father. He came to say, this is who my Father is. I'm his son. Now you can know your Father as well, as I come to break the power of sin and evil and death, and you can have a new relationship with God your Father. So this is what Jesus has come to do and give us a great relationship in that, and great adventure of new life with God, as we've said earlier on, God being everything and God leading us in a new life. And as you said, Torquil, one of the main things that the youth have been learning about from Acts on this great adventure with Jesus in us, one of the main things that God does as we live as family now in this world is he always wants to be using us to also introduce others who don't yet know who the Father is to the Father so they can know him. That's a big part of our lives. And that's not always easy. Tom and I were talking in the car the other night. He's over there. Tom was saying that, you know, sometimes his mate at school, who he's close to, his mate really challenges him about the Bible. And we might feel rejected sometimes that our friends who we love don't actually like the fact that we believe in God. And they make it difficult. It's not easy, and I don't find it easy. But this story that we've just read from the Bible about Philip gives us some interesting lessons, I think, that it's helpful to learn. The big lesson in telling other people about Jesus, I think, is let Jesus do it. And that's what you've been saying, Torquil. He is in us. Remember he is in us. Remember he's always leading us. Remember he's always engineering everything. Let him be him in us. And then the world will see what he's like. So there's three particular things from Philip. Philip obeyed God's instructions. Philip related to the people where they were at. And Philip focused on the good news of Jesus. So first of all, he followed God's instructions. The Spirit said to Philip, go south to that road. And he said, go near that chariot and stay near it. The Ethiopian did not know Jesus yet. He did not know the Father. But by the end of the story, he did. Because the Father sent somebody to show him who Jesus was. He sent Philip. Philip didn't know what was going to happen. All Philip knew was he was told to do something, and he obeyed what he was told to do. The Bible tells us in general terms, you should go into all the world and make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that. He also said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, in Hackney, in school, in the office, in the street, in the community, with your neighbors. You will be my witnesses because I'm in you. You will do it. It will happen. I will make it happen. He said also, come follow me, and if you follow me, I will send you out and you will fish for people. This is what God wants to do in us. So that's the general instruction from the Bible, but also it implies, well as knowing what the Bible says, we need to know God personally, so that like Philip, when God says specifically, he gave very specific instructions, go to this place or go to that chariot, whatever, we are also able to go and learn. So for me, one of the big things in life, if not the biggest thing really, is like what Torkel was speaking about last week. It's learning to listen to God. It's one of the most exciting things. It's also one of the hardest things. How do I really know what God is saying? How do I learn to recognize when it's God speaking or when it's me thinking or when it's even the devil tempting me or whatever? Whose voice is it or somebody else's idea? But when you, as we go on, God will show us as we grow close to him, as you teenagers are doing as well and exemplifying, he will teach us to walk with him and we'll know what he's saying. And when it comes to mission, I think the next bit of the story helps me in that too, in listening to God. Relate to people where they're at. So Philip, he's just following God, and God says, go to that chariot, stay near the chariot. And Philip hears the man reading from Isaiah. So Philip is running along beside the chariot and listening. Philip's not saying to the man, oh, the end is nigh. It's like some people do with their placards. Or he's not saying, are you saved? He's running along and he's listening. What is the man doing? Where is the man at? What's up with this man? This man is reading the Old Testament. Philip probably recognized these words are from Isaiah 53. They're some of the most famous words in the Old Testament, and they're a prophecy about Jesus himself. So Philip probably recognizes that. So what he does is, he asks a question. What do you understand what you are reading about? And then they have a conversation, and the man invites Philip into the chariot. How can I understand if no one explains it to me? Please come into the chariot, explain it to me. Philip does. Where I live in Alpine Grove, which is right by St. John of Jerusalem School, there's a lady around the corner, I've just met her recently, called Paula. And I know Paula because her brother Barry walks by quite often at night with his dog called Coco to go and see his sister Paula. Now, how do I know all this? Because quite often when I'm coming home from church meetings at night, Barry is there. Coco, he says, Coco. And he's got a big limp, Barry. He's got a bad leg or something. So he's really struggling to walk along the road. So I found that quite often I see him in the street. And because I see him looking a bit struggling, I feel sorry for him. I then began to sense God saying to me, go and speak to him. And I'm honest with you, I thought, how do I do that? I don't find this easy. Are you sure it's you? Am I sure it's you? Is it just an idea? What is this? So I didn't do anything about it. And again it happened. And I thought, what if he thinks I'm weird? It's late at night. How can I go and speak to somebody in the street late at night? But this kept on and on every time I saw him. So one night I saw him, and I said to God, okay then, how do I do it? What do you want me to say? And immediately the thought came to me, talk about the dog. So I went up to him and I said, I crossed the road actually, from where he was there, and I was there, across the road, and I just went up to him and I said, that looks like a really faithful old friend you've got. The dog's grey, it's quite an old dog. And he looked at me and said, yeah, she's great, she's wonderful, she's a great friend. And we had a chat for maybe 10 minutes, and we didn't talk about God so much, but the next time we did talk about God. He found out I was a pastor. I've invited him here. He's not here, is he, tonight? Because I did invite him tonight, but I don't think he's here. I'm praying that he comes. He says he's going to come. He hasn't been yet. Last time you were in hospital, Deborah, he was in hospital too, and I visited you, and I visited him, and I prayed with him, and yesterday, Mum and Dad and I saw him in the street. He said, thank you for the prayer. So we're making some progress. We're getting somewhere. And what I learned from Philip here, I'm still learning this, but Philip shows me, get to where Barry is at. Don't just try and load some heavy theological stuff on him. Just relate to him where he's at and where he's got to. And so far, we've got to a fact that he is saying, thank you for your prayer. And I'm feeling a lot better. And he is. He's looking a lot better than he was. He's been very seriously ill. And then the third thing. See, the thing to remember again is God is always the one who's going to do this. We can't show anyone Jesus. We don't have the ability. He will do it through us. He's in control. He set me up with Barry. He sets me up with other people. He will do the same with you. He leads people into your life to shine through you. You may not actually say anything, but there will come a time when you are called to say something. Learn to walk with him. Listen. Sometimes we'll make mistakes. I've sometimes been up to people in the park and it kind of feels freaky, you know. What is this? You know, and, oh, sorry, you know. But we have to try. We have to learn. We have to go with it. God will bless us and show us how to do it as we go with him. But the third thing, and possibly the most important thing, Philip began with that very passage where the man was at, and he told him the good news about Jesus. The focus of the conversation is going to be the good news about Jesus at the end of the day, even when we're beginning where people are at. Really, that's the good news. See, there's loads of bad news in the world, isn't there? England being dropping out of the World Cup, this is not good news, is it? And there's loads of other much worse things, all kinds of suffering in the world, all kinds of sickness and terrorism and conflict between Israelis and Palestinians and all kinds of other issues that are going on every day, and it's very sad and very wrong and very, very evil. Jesus Christ died on the cross. What about that one? Actually, that is the best news that there is, because that is the power to sort out all the bad news. That is the way in which God has come to intervene on sin and intervene on death and intervene on evil and to conquer it, taking it all on himself, paying the price for it all and rising again. This is the good news that has the power to sort this world out, to make broken world whole, to rescue broken people. Like me, like you, like Barry, whoever it is that we are. That's why we're here, because he has come in to our lives. I loved your song, Deborah, as well. Beautiful. And again, speaking to us about that in our brokenness and sadness, we have a Savior who really gets us through and saves us. So this is the message that we focus on. Philip had an advantage because the man was already reading about Jesus in the Bible, so they were quite quickly able to get to that. It might take us a bit longer, I suppose, but sooner or later, that's the focus. Now, how can we talk to people about who Jesus is and what he's done? Well, again, let's learn, let him do it, but maybe one of the best ways is, let's be real. Let's tell our story. As we get to know somebody, let's tell them, well, this is what Jesus has done in my life. This is how he's changed me. This is how I've come to know. I may not have all the theological answers. I may not understand all the things the Bible says. But this I do know. Jesus loves me. And I've discovered it's real. He is real. He actually has become my best friend. I have a lovely mom and dad I can introduce you to. I also have a heavenly father. They're great, but they're not perfect. He is perfect. He is always there. Mum and dad live in Scotland. I don't see them very often. He is always there. He doesn't go away. He's the one who's always speaking to me, always guiding me. He's the one my life's about. He's the one whose purpose I'm here for. Let me tell you about him. Let me tell you about it. This relationship. See, it's about just being real with people. And the focus, the reason I know him, how he's changed my life, is because Jesus died for me and rose again. That's how it works. There's the power. This is what we share. So, we learn from Philip and the Ethiopian that as we are called, as God leads us in our new life to introduce others to our Father in heaven through his Son, Jesus, obey God's instructions, relate to people where they're at, and remember the focus is not bad news, not gossip, not other stuff. The focus is the good news of Jesus. That's the focus of what we have to share. Thank you. Let's sing again our songs. And talk, would you want to come up and lead us in this? Thank you.